Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellison, on what is a very gloomy and rainy day, which also happens to be my birthday today, so what a way to come in, you know, and do this show, or record my show for the day. Yeah, it's been pretty, chill, nothing really too crazy. I was able to watch a little bit of some spring training baseball this afternoon with my cubbies playing. I guess it was MLB.TV's free game of the day. I know they usually do that during the regular season on like special occasions, usually opening day/maybe opening weekend they might extend it to that. I think they do like Mother's Day, Father's Day. I think they do like the last day of the season. There's a couple days, and then like they'll sprinkle some in throughout the season as well. So I don't know what made them choose, you know, today's, you know, game as, like, the free game of the, you know, day type of thing. Maybe it's every day they're doing it for, like, spring training to town, like, you know, get people to watch their team and then, you know, do a subscription to MLB. TV, if you know, you so choose. I mean, I just did a free subscription, and then I'm guessing through it, I'm able to watch like all the free, you know, games that they do throughout the season. So, pretty fun. They're winning right now, 9-0 in the bottom of the seventh. We had, let's see. Shota Imanaga pitched for us. I think it was four innings. Yeah, four innings, two hits, three strikeouts, no walks. No runs, nothing like that. So, you know, it's four innings. So, like, yeah, what are we about? let's see. We're about 2 weeks into spring training. So, yeah, that's usually how it goes. They'll start pitching maybe 4 to 5 innings. You know, they'll get a bunch of that, you know, a typical game with like, you know, maybe 3 to 4 at bats, and then, you know, we go from there type of thing as, you know, the season heats up. I mean, with the Cubs actually starting, opening the regular season 2 weeks from today in Japan against the Los Angeles Dodgers. For just a 2-game series on March 18th and 19th. And then I believe they come back. They have a couple of spring training games, I think, over that weekend. And then, you know, like Nets the following Thursday, I think it's like, you know, the regular season, you know, kicks off for the other teams and they resume play. And, you know, away we go on a 162-game season. So, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, where we are baseball-wise, you know, and will be, you know, for the next, like, 2 weeks, pretty much. I'll be doing some NFL offseason news. We have a couple teams using their franchise tag on a player, on an impending free agent, you know. Every team gets one. They're able to franchise tag up one player. You know, if they can't, you know, come to a long-term agreement or a deal, you know, can franchise tag them. That lets them play under that for this upcoming season. So we've had a couple, two that I can think of right now. We've had a couple like signings you know, and stuff like that. We have, and like deals, I think, like, you know, it's mostly been with like players like re-signing with teams, stuff like that, as like free agency, the negotiation window opens up, I think it's next Monday, and then signing period opens up next Wednesday, so they're able to kind of do that, you know, as like, you know, the official, because then that kicks off like the official new year for the league and all that stuff, as we had like, you know, the scouting combine over the weekend. We'll do some March Madness as well as conference tournaments start kicking off, I think today actually, if not like some during you know, Wednesday, as well as Wednesday, we have Sun Belt Conference, Patriot League, Horizon League. Let's see, anything, that looks about it. So they kick off today, then they kick off today, their championship game will probably be Saturday. And then tomorrow, obviously, we'll have like second round games. We have the Northeast Conference tournament with quarterfinals tomorrow, the OVC Champion Conference, the Big South Summit League. So, you know, it starts ramping up for, you know, conference tournaments with, you know, Selection Sunday being Sunday, March 16th. So they have like, what is like the SEC, might be the Big 12 and the Big 10. There's maybe one more conference championship or conference tournament championship game that's also that Sunday, and then like a couple, like about half an hour after the conclusion of, you know, Big Ten conference championship game, then they do Selection Sunday for the hour. We'll know our 68 teams, you know, who's playing who and where, and, you know, the brackets will go live, and then, you know, we're off for 3 weeks, 3 weekends of chaos and all kinds of fun. So we'll do a little bit of that, and then NBA news. We had just this last night, and then confirmed today that Kyrie Irving tore his ACL in last night's game, so out for the season. Obviously, you know, we'll definitely be out for, let's see, it's March, so probably at least for the first 2, maybe 3 months of this upcoming season as well. Given recovery time is usually like 9 to 12 months for an ACL. So, and kind of stuff like that. So, you know, they lose, you know, last month, you know, they trade Luka, they get Anthony Davis, who's now injured, been injured for a couple of weeks now, and then now Kyrie's out with a torn ACL. So, you know, stuff like that. Not a good month, you know, for the Mavericks. Is like, you know, just like, let's see, like 9 months ago they were in the NBA Finals, so quite a interesting turnaround for that. So we'll transfer back to our first topic with NFL offseason news. So we have the Cincinnati Bengals, our franchise, tagging Trey Higgins, right? Where's my NFL? I believe, let's see. Yeah. For the second year in a row. It was last week. It was announced that the Chiefs were franchise tagging Trey Smith, I believe they're O-linemen. So I've had that. Let's see, franchise tagged. So T. Higgins. Yep. And then Trey Smith for the Chiefs. And that's been it. I think the... Okay. Let's see. Before NFL free agency begins, teams are allowed to apply franchise tags to players from February 18th through March 4th. So today, to give them a sense of what they need to do before the lead year starts March 12th. So yeah, I was right. That's Wednesday. Oh, damn. You know. So, like I said, like T. Higgins was franchise tagged last year. So his franchise tag for this coming year is, or his salary, I should say, $26.2 million. Trey Smith is $23.4 million. I haven't heard anything else. I mean, the deadline, obviously, like it said, is today. I don't know what time that would be, you know? Because, like, I mean, trade deadline, like, that's always, like, you know, about 4 or 5 Eastern somewhere, or 3 Eastern somewhere in that time. So, like, would that be it? So that would just be 2. And it says in this article, like, last season, 9 players were tagged. So, I mean, you know, I mean, you can still, I think, work out a deal, you know, a long-term deal. Even if you are franchise tagged, but like this town at least keeps you on the team for another year and, you know, gives you some more time to negotiate a longer contract. So we'll see how that goes. So we have also the Eagles made Barkley the NFL's top paid running back. A 2-year, $41.2 million contract extension, $36 million guaranteed. Let's see. Okay, it was originally last March, 3-year, $38 million contract, so now, so that's 4 years left. Okay. So, you know, a little surprising because he just signed a, you know, free agency deal last year to join the team. But, I mean, given that, you know, his season that he had won Offensive Player of the Year, you know, that they would reward him. So we have that. The Jets released Davante Adams 3 years after, or 3 weeks, I should say. Not 3 years, 3 weeks after... after releasing Aaron Rodgers and giving him permission to wide receiver Alan Lazard to seek a trade. So, but maybe, you know, like to say, he'll probably be released as well. So as they kind of continue their overhaul from, like, you know, these past two seasons. And then, let's see, Sam Darnold set to be a free agent as the Vikings decide not to franchise tag him. They might bring him back, maybe like a 1 or 2 year deal. You know, they did draft J.J. McCarthy, was it like 11th overall? Like he was in the top 15 of last year's draft. And then had, like, you know, season-ending surgery after the first preseason game last year, so. And I think he'd be, like, still only 21, maybe 22 by the time the season starts. Like, he was pretty young coming out of Michigan, so I can see them, you know, wanting to give him a try, considering they spent, you know, a first-round draft pick on him, and, you know. Maybe they burn back Darnold in 1 year, or maybe they let him. I mean, they'll, you know, he's going to test free agency probably, but, like, you know, maybe they can bring him back. So we have the Packers bringing back Chandler Brandon McManus on a 3-year, $15.3 million deal, including a $5 million signing bonus. Boop. So, yeah, you know, you can still re-sign your players. The Cowboys and defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa agreed to a 4-year, $80 million deal to keep, you know, one of their players off or from, like, you know, leaving via free agency. We have the Bears getting O-line and Jonah Jackson from the Rams. In a trade, the Bears are sending a 6th-round pick in this year's draft to the Rams in exchange for guard. And then the trade cannot be processed until the start of the new league year. And that's Wednesday, March 12th. So the Bears, you know, trying to reamp their offensive line around, you know, for, you know, to protect, you know, their franchise quarterback Caleb Williams and, like, you know, new head coach Ben Johnson, who, you know, pretty firm believer in having, you know, good offensive linemen from his time as, you know, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, which he was for the past couple seasons. So that's time where we are, like, you know, trades and, like, stuff like that can't be official until the new year starts, but, like, you can re-sign. Kind of, like, first dips, you know, and to try and re-sign your players. And then, yeah, like, trades can't be officialized till, you know, it goes to the new year. We also had a trade. The 49ers traded Deebo Samuel to the Washington Commanders for a 5th-round pick. Da-da-da-da. What's that one that was? I mean, it was like, was it Saturday or Sunday? It was something like over the weekend, so. And, like, I know he's, like, he expressed, like, you know, desire to maybe be traded. So, not surprising. So, you know, we'll make more of that, you know, next week. You know, with kind of like, I don't know if we'll, I would expect maybe some free agency. You know, because then the negotiating period would have been, like, around for a day. So then, like, you know, we might get some news of, like, free agent signings that, like, wouldn't be official until next Wednesday, when they can be fully processed and stuff like that. So, yeah, kind of where we are, and then, like, that officially started then. You know, with how free agency, you know, goes down, then, you know, that can kind of affect teams, you know, draft approach come April. You know, if you're able to, like, fill a position of need via the free agency, then you can go somewhere else for a draft, you know, board. So, and then let's see. We have March Madness, like I said, you know, we're officially in March. You know, conference tournaments start today. We'll know selection Sunday in, like, less than 2 weeks. And then we're, let's see, 16 days from starting. No. Yes. Yeah. 16 days from starting. I mean, they do, like, the first 4 games on Tuesday and Wednesday in Dayton, Ohio. I don't know why we do those, because it's just kind of weird. But, you know, and, like, they've been for, like, since, like, January, like, you know, ESPN, they do Bracketology, Joe Lenardi. So they'll, like, update, you know, the bracket, you know, now that it's conference play, as it has been, like I said, since January, they do like one on Tuesday and Friday with conference game, conference play. So, you know, kind of see, I mean, number overall seed is, you know, I think probably going to be Auburn. You know, I mean, they would probably take a dramatic, like, one and done performance in the SEC, you know, conference tournament to, you know, bring them down to like a two seed. Because if that happens, you know, and like Florida or like Tennessee wins the conference tournament, then they did have a good say at being the number one overall seed. So, you know, that's time where conference tournaments can, you know, make it really fun and, you know, a little interesting. So I think, like, you know, the one seeds that they have as of, like, today for their thing, Lenardi with Auburn, Tennessee, Duke, and Houston. I mean, yeah, like, the conference tournament, like, if it's, like, you know, Tennessee and Auburn for the SC Conference Tournament Championship, then, you know, the winner of that probably has a good chance of being number one overall. Like, Duke probably pretty much has the ACC on lock. Like, again, it would take, like, a pretty poor showing in the conference tournament to not have them be a number one seed. And Houston, yeah, pretty much the same thing. If they do, like, you know, Houston or Duke performs kind of not up to standard, then, like, one of the two seeds, like, Alabama, or the two seeds they have as of today, Alabama, Florida, Michigan State, and Iowa State, like, you know, they do well, they could end up being a one seed. So, kind of how we go with that. I mean, we got a couple new teams. Bucknell and Boise State, those are both for, you know, the first four games. We got Northern Colorado's a new team. I don't know how to pronounce that, but they're, again, with the playing first four games. Then we got Georgia, Jacksonville State, and South Alabama. My Badgers are a three seed. We'll be playing in Milwaukee, so that'd be fun. Against Jacksonville State. And then, so, and then conference breakdown, we have, as of this being 12 SEC teams, 11 Big Ten teams, 8 from the Big 12, 4 from the Big East, 4 Mountain West, 3 ACC, and 2 West Coast Conference. Oh, damn, that's what it is. So, you know, and then Friday they'll do it. I mean, none of the major conference tournaments, you know, are this weekend. Maybe the Big East. That's just like Thursday. Just like next weekend's like, yeah. Maybe the eight. No, it's not the ACC either. Do like Friday. What are we at? Bid South, Missouri Valley, Sun Belt, Bid South, Summit League, Missouri Valley. We not doing any of the. Are they not having any of the bid ones? So then they all must be. Let's check next Wednesday. So then that's Wednesday. Yeah, we have the Atlantic 10, the ACC and Big 12. ACC and Big 12 will both be in round 2. Because there's so many teams now. The SEC round 1, Big 10 round 1, Big East. So if the ACC and Big 12 are in round 2, would their championship be Saturday then? I would think. Big 12 championship, yeah. Big Mountain West. ACC, other, yeah. And the Midwest and the WAC are on Friday or on Saturday as well. And then Sunday it's Ivy League. Well, they just do it like a 14 tournament. So, you know, that's like Saturday, Sunday for the Ivy League. Then with the SEC Tournament Championship, Atlanta 10, American Athletic Conference, and then the Big 10. So the main ones, yeah, SEC and Big 10 there. So, and then, so yeah. I think we have like some, we have number 1 Auburn on the road at Texas, and number 22 Texas A&M. Auburn's 27-2, Texas A&M 29, and at 8 on ESPN. And then also at 8 on ESPN 2 is number 23 BYU at number 10 Iowa State. And like the last, you know, Super Tuesday that they do. And then tomorrow we have number 13 Maryland at number 17 Michigan, number 5 Florida at number 7 Alabama. And then Saturday is pretty much the last, you know, big day. We have number 6 St. John's at number 20 Marquette, 19 Kentucky at number 15 Missouri, number 7 Alabama, and number 1 Auburn. And Sunday we have Michigan, number 17 Michigan at number 8 Michigan State, who pulled away against Wisconsin on Sunday. Like, we were in there. We lost 62-71. But, like, we were just not able to hit some shots in that second half, and that kind of did us over well. So, that's March Madness. Men's. The women's, they do switch. Or not switch, but, like, flip. So, like, NetSuite is the Big Ten men's conference tournament, and then this week is the women's conference tournament, the Big Ten, so like they flip. So they're not doing over those weekend, even though, I mean, I don't know when Big Ten men's tournament's in Indianapolis. Would the women's tournament also be there? I don't know. Let's see, Big Ten. Yeah, and they're tomorrow in the conference tournament. So, and Wisconsin plays Iowa. Nice. We finished the regular season 29, you know, not bad for being the first season without Caitlin Clark. And then on Thursday, Indiana at Oregon, and then Michigan, Illinois, and Michigan State all, you know, wait to play the winner of these first round games. Let's see where it is. I don't know if it. Cambridge. Oh, Indianapolis. Okay, so they're both in Indianapolis. I know they used to do that, like it would be the same, but I know, like, I think there were some years, yeah, where it was like the conference, like the men's was in like the United Center, and then they did like the women's in like Indianapolis, or they kind of. They did vary them around, so that was a little something, but, you know, they usually do in the same, you know, arena. They'll just, you know, opposite weeks, or, like, you know, the next week and stuff like that, so. Yeah. And lastly and shortly, NBA news, which I kind of mentioned, like, kind of the big stuff up top with, you know, the Kyrie Irving torn ACL. I'm gonna get back. Let's see. I don't think I missed anything else. Okay. what's his name? Suds. Jalen Suds of the Magic also out with a knee injury, done for the season. Let's see. So kind of, I mean, with Kyrie out, that kind of pretty much might put, like, you know, the final, you know, last straw for the Mavericks in this season. You know, because, I mean, I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to be back by the end of this month. Because, you know, we're about a month now from the playoffs starting. Let's see standings. Just let's see. Cleveland's on top of the East with a record of 50-10. Then Oklahoma City Thunder on top of the Western Conference with a record of 50-11. So they played 61 games. Cleveland 60 games. So for Cleveland, 22 games left. The Thunder, 21. So we're about, yeah. That's probably where we're going to stand about. I don't think anyone has more than 25 games left. I don't think so. That'd be kind of surprising. Let's see. Yeah, I think everyone pretty much has less than 25 games. Maybe around 23, 22 games left, so. And Cleveland has, like, such a... I mean, they have a pretty big lead over Boston at 7.5. For first place in the conference, that number one seed, New York at third seed, 10 games back. Milwaukee and Indiana, fourth and fifth respectively, same record, 34-25, 15.5 back, and then Detroit, 35-27, 16 back. And, you know, those top six, you know, guaranteed playoff spots, you know, don't see the play-in, and then Oklahoma City has an 11-game lead on both the Lakers and Nuggets. 12-game lead on the Memphis Grizzlies, who are in fourth. Fifth place is Houston Rockets. You know, 37-24, 13 games back. Then Golden State holds that last, you know, locked-in playoff spot as a sixth seed. 33-28, 17 games back. Though the Los Angeles Clippers, San Antonio Kings, Minnesota Timberwolves are all a half game behind Golden State at 17.5 games back. And then Dallas is at 10th. And final playing spot, 18.5 games back from Oklahoma City, but only 1.5 games back from the sixth seed, which might be much of an afterthought now. You know, how the past month has gone with, you know, the shocking trade and then injuries. And then the Phoenix Suns are 11th right now, 5 games back of Golden State, you know. And then Portland's 12th, 5.5 back of the Warriors. So, like, still kind of a chance, but, like, you know, with, you know, every week, you know, well, every game now, you know, pretty much, like, must win. Like, you can't really afford to go on any more than, like, you can't really afford to go on losing streak, because that'll just dig you into a further hole. Let's see. And then today, pretty almost a full slate of games. The national televised games, we have the Warriors at the Knicks at 6:30 on TNT/Mats, and then the later game of the doubleheader is the Clippers at the Suns at 9 p.m. on TNT, True TV, and Mats. So where we are for there, and then, yeah, that's kind of where we stand now. So, yeah, that pretty much wraps up, you know, what I had, you know, really wanted to, like, cover. And, I mean, so a little short of an episode, but, like, it is my birthday, so I kind of wanted to just kind of come here, do my thing, and then, you know, So, but I mean, you know, next week, we'll pretty much have, it'll be NFL, like, you know, free agency and trades, as, you know, free agency, you know, negotiating window opens up, have the new, you know, start of the new league year, and that's Wednesday. So, oh, and then, like, you know, we'll have, you know, college basketball, like, we'll have some teams, you know, clinching their, you know, ticket to March Madness, you know, by winning the conference tournament, you know, they have the automatic bid. And, you know, the rest of them are all at large bids, so. So, way, like, you know, if you're kind of on the bubble, maybe one of the last teams in, or, you know, a conference, strong conference, you know, tournament performance can, like, you know, help make your case, and then, you know, if you can win the conference tournament, then, you know, you're automatically in. So that helps you a lot and kind of, you know, lets you take care of your business, and then, so, we'll do a little bit of that as well. And, yeah, kind of preview the conference tournament that, you know, start next week, because those are, like, you know, more of the big conferences. So, a little bit more of the ones I'm familiar with, as opposed to, like, some of these conferences I've heard of, but, like, I don't know. And, like, the past, you know, year or two have been so much, like, you know, conference realignment and stuff like that, with teams changing conferences and stuff like that, so it's kind of hard to keep track. You know, if your favorite team doesn't play in this conference, like, and, you know, you're not covering, like, college basketball for ESPN or The Athletic or CBS or something like that, you know, you're probably not going to know, like, who's all in this conference now. But, so, yeah, that concludes, you know, the special birthday episode of Bases Loaded. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Peace.